Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for all tuning in. I really appreciate it. I don't know if you guys have been following my Facebook on what's been happening over the last 24 hours, but my marriage almost ended. I mean, it was some serious stuff. This was tough. My husband got the mail, you know, for the office, and among the pieces of mail that he threw in a pile next to me was something from the company Danbury Mint. And on this particular very pretty package insert called Forever Together Diamond and Birthstone Pendant, there was the message, Corey, who's my husband's name, give the perfect gift, Dahlia, will remember forever. Dahlia, spelled D-E-L-I-A, capital L-I-A. So, you know, my husband looks at this and goes, huh? And I go, oh, no, you didn't. And he's like, what are you talking about? Dahlia? Who is Dahlia? He goes, I don't know any Dahlia. Well, we look closer, and there's a necklace on this advertisement, okay, with a heart with the name Dahlia on one side, Corey on the other. And I'm opening this up. It says, Forever Together. Congratulations, Corey. You found the perfect gift for Dahlia. Now, I was in between two pap smears at the time, right? You know, going back and forth between patients. And, I mean, I was furious. And I almost threw one of the speculums at him because I'm like, what is this? Who is Dahlia? Now, you know, I'm not a jealous woman. I'm not a untrusting woman. So I have been married to my husband for 18 years without questioning his fidelity. But you have to admit, when I get an advertisement with all these foldouts put in here telling Corey that he could please Dahlia, I want to know, here's another one, look, give Dahlia a gift that's as special as the love you share. How the hell does this Danbury Mint, how the hell does this Danbury Mint place know who this Dahlia chick is? So what I decided to do was write Danbury Mint myself, because, I mean, I am not going to throw 18 years of marriage away after having two kids with Corey, you know, without knowing who this Dahlia is and why they are going through so much effort to make sure my husband, Corey, pleases her with their jewelry. So hold on, let me pull that up, because they answered me back. So let me first read. I just got an answer back this morning, I swear. I'm going to post that too. So here we go. Dear sir or madam, this is what I wrote to the company. Actually, it's entitled, Is My Husband Cheating? ? Today, my husband received, I'm serious, guys, I wrote this. Listen, I'm not a good catch. If I can't make my marriage work to my husband, I'm going to be single for a long time. Today, my husband received in the mail this advertisement. It was for a necklace with a supposed lover on it named Dahlia. My husband denies ever knowing a Dahlia, but apparently she must be real if you knew about her enough to engrave a necklace with her and my husband's name on it. I've been married, happily married to my husband for 18 years and have two children, one of whom tore as he left my birth canal. I had to throw that in because they needed to see the pain I've gone through in keeping this marriage together. I write, I'd hate to think my husband has been cheating on me this whole time. I realize I should be thanking you for bringing this to my attention. However, the tears are difficult to hold back. Hence, to clear some of the confusion regarding this matter, could you please clarify how you know, how you knew he was dating Dahlia? Your prompt response would be greatly appreciated, Dahlia. All right, so they write back. I just got this. This is great. Dear Mrs. Wax, which, again, you know, to me, again, is not a smart move because, okay, I don't mind if I'm called Mrs. or Doctor or whatever, but obviously they are paying very close attention to detail. Dear Mrs. Wax, thank you for your email. Apparently your name was misspelled on our recent mailing. I apologize for our error and the inconvenience that has caused you. If you would like, this is so awesome. I can't believe they wrote me back so quickly. If you would like to have your husband's name removed from our mailing list, please provide the numbers in the yellow and blue boxes on your advertisement or your husband's complete name and mailing address. Again, I am very sorry that our ad was upsetting. Now, how I know this isn't a form letter is the picture I sent them, right? You know, my nail polish is kind of blue, and you see me holding it. They go, P.S., I love your nail polish. So I got to admit, these guys are pretty, pretty damn cool. True, they almost ended an 18-year marriage, but I got to give Danbury Mint a shout-out. Because now my husband and I have to have makeup sex, right? I mean, look at how this exploded so quickly. Everything was going so fine in the marriage, and all of a sudden we get a piece of mail saying that, Corey, have you told Dahlia just how much you love her? And I'm like, who the hell is this Dahlia witch? So anyway, everything is now calm. My husband and I are planning some real good makeup sex for this one. No, he's still not buying me jewelry. He never buys me jewelry. I don't know what the hell his problem is, you know? Now, true, could my husband be working very closely with Danbury Mint? Could he have called and said, oh my gosh, my wife is going to blow. You better fix this problem fast. So they wrote a letter saying, look, it's a misspelled name. Dahlia, Dolly are too close. But no, I think I'm going to trust him on this one. But ladies, if you have this problem where you think that your husband is cheating because a jewelry store is sending you something with another woman's name on it, you better call the jewelry store. You know, you got to do some detective sleuthing. Okay, when we come back, we got signs of how to tell your spouse is cheating. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whew, that was a close one.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, man. Don't worry. I wrote back Jill at Danbury, and I told them that they were very, very good sports. They were probably calling their legal team because they thought I would sue. It's okay. It's all okay. Hubby and I are making up. Actually, we in the middle of the break, had our makeup sex. It was fast but furious. All right. Okay, now, not a funny subject is husband's cheating. Listen, okay, not a day has gone by where I've wondered if my husband cheated on me. I know I tell everybody that I'm not a jealous person, but listen, you know, I'm no Jennifer Aniston, and even she got cheated on. So let's talk about how to tell if your spouse is cheating. Okay? Now, we've talked about cheating before on the show. I've had listeners write me, you know, look, my husband's cheated. You know, he says he's sorry. Should I get back with him? You know, should I end it? Is once a cheater, always a cheater? You know, what I always say as a physician is, okay, find out why he cheated. What was it? All right? Because there's a psychology behind it. The idea that a man or a woman is going to cheat because the other spouse let themselves go is not always the case. Okay, did Jennifer Aniston let herself go when Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie allegedly did the hibbity-dibbity and then later got together and you know, had all the kids that they have? So you know, and I bring her up because if Jennifer Aniston is very, very pretty and is almost as pretty as me, you know, could be cheated on, then any of us can. And it's a scary thought. So, you know, what is it? Is it that the average male, and I'm not saying average in terms of average male cheats, but does the average male like to look? Yeah, they like to look. The average female likes to look too. You know, every single time there's a Michael Fassbender movie poster, I'm like, whoa, let me take a peek. Or whoa, I even tell my husband, stop. No, we are not. I don't care if we're crossing the street. Stop. I need to look. So, yes, it is in our animalistic instinct, okay, to look at other, I guess, co-animals, co-lionesses, co-lions, co-zebras. We do, okay? And it's also a very, very common psychological response to even fantasize. Now, in certain religions, you are not supposed to do that. Okay, that's a big no-no. Why? Because fantasy could lead to wanton behavior. And Lord knows we've had enough wontoning around here. Let me just say that. I mean, the studio is full of wontoning right now. But anyway, so we don't want to wonton, okay? Some of us like to eat wontons, but that's another story, okay? Is that the right word for wonton? And there's wonton soup? See, wonton, yeah. No, never really learned the connection. And so if I do get an infidel idea, an infidelous, an infidulous, an adulterous idea in my head, like with me and Viggo Mortensen or Michael Fassbender or whatever, after I finish having that thought, I tell myself, bad girl. And I make myself feel better by confessing. And I confess to my husband. Sorry, I know you were talking to me about something about your family, and I was just fantasizing. Sorry about something else. And yes, that makes him mad, but I feel better because I confessed. All right, but it's a natural instinct. I am sure my husband has seen some Baywatch reruns and wished that he had been with Pamela Lee Anderson. I am sure of that. Okay, so we understand that. That's fine. But you see how it's okay because I know he will never be with Pamela Lee Anderson, and he knows I'll never be with Michael Fassbender because it is such a faraway concept, okay? Now, if I was starring in a movie, then he'd freak out, but I'm not. I'm not even in the movies. I'm over here in my Las Vegas studio, sitting quietly, holding my bag of chocolate chip cookies, sitting on a hemorrhoid pillow. He doesn't have to worry. Yet you worry when the co-lionesses or zebras or ferrets or, I don't know, porcupine are around you in your midst. Because in the animal kingdom, there are very few species that are one-woman men, type of men, okay? Many male species will not commit to monogamous relationships. It's not in their genetic makeup, okay? What are humans supposed to do? Humans are supposed to populate. Just because the last century or two, we said you're a bad boy if you cohabitate with other spouses. You got to get married in sickness and in health till death do you part. You got to start wearing wedding rings. You know, you have to say your vows, etc. That's not a very common evolutionary trait with our other animalistic geniuses and species out there. You get that? So for us, we have to force ourselves sociologically to stand by our man or stand by our woman. And it is very difficult to tell somebody who has that drive, that woman you married when you were 18 years old is going to be your only mate. Now, many of you men and women out there have figured out how to make it work, okay? And there's lots of ways to make it work, okay? And it's important. I think it's safe. You aren't spreading STDs. I think it's important to keep the nest. And I would feel that if my husband left that nest, if my husband decided to travel outside the nest, okay, then I would take my nest and throw it at his head. You know, then that would sacrifice the marriage. So for me, if my husband cheated, even though I love him, and even though I would probably believe him that he wouldn't do it again, I have to worry about, is he going to leave the nest? And if he attempted to leave the nest when I was as sexy as I am in my 40s, then what's going to happen when I'm 50, 60, 70? So for me, that's my thinking. Okay? But in other people's thinking, they're like, it wasn't that he was planning to leave the nest. He just wanted to take a dip. And he took a dip. He saw it wasn't all that. And he realizes that, you know, leaving home would not be an option. And so a lot of couples said, and I've even known couples in my family, where they said it had to get out of the system. Once it got out of the system, then the couples were stronger. Because, all right, it wasn't that big a deal. The cheating wasn't that big a deal. It wasn't worth it. Definitely wasn't worth it. So it's not happening again. So personally, depending on the couple, okay, the marriage could still stick and it could still be very, very strong. Right? But for others, it all depends if they feel that that nest will be compromised by another factor. All right. So that's why I never say go leave the spouse. I say you need to decide if this person is going to be with you till thick and thin, till death do you part. Or is this person going to be wanton and unfortunately make baby wontons? Now you got baby wontons messing up your nest. That could be an issue. And then daddy may have to go and be with baby wontons. All right? So what are some signs that your spouse could be cheating? Well, when somebody leaves the room for a private phone call. Okay? I mean, for my husband, I mean, work. And now, if I'm talking about a patient or whatever, he knows there's patient privacy, et cetera. All right? But he could tell on my phone that the answering service called, et cetera. But if I'm talking to a friend of mine or whatever, anything I say could be said in front of him. Same thing. So that type of thing. All right? But if he goes into a room going, oh, I got to go, it's Bob. I'm like, well, really, Bob, please. All right? Then you worry. All right? When a text history is completely deleted, my kids do that. They delete their text history. Why? Because they don't want me to see what's on there. That's suspicious. There should be no reason a text history should be deleted unless it's about a present, right? Like a necklace from Danbury Mint. Next, he maintains multiple email or social media accounts. This is according to Huffington Post, and you don't get to access them. All right, my husband has one Facebook and one Facebook only, and I access it anytime I want to. In fact, a lot of times I post for him. My wife is so hot. If you ever see a post like that, it's not him, it's me. He avoids family or other social events. Ladies, you can't blame men for this one because most men like to avoid family or social events. But we're not talking in-laws. We're talking about your family and your kids and you. That's a big concern because, you know, maybe it's the guilt. And he doesn't want to be around and in that mode because he feels guilty. If he started to spend a lot of time away from you and with somebody else, that could be a sign. If he's always seeming to give gifts to other people, if you could smell something different on him, that's a biggie. You know, I always worry whenever somebody says, you know, that their spouse comes home and they immediately jump in the shower. Now, I immediately jump in the shower when I come home to wash off all the, you know, staph and flu and Ebola or anything else I'm exposed to. But that could be a sign. If hubby doesn't touch you that much, dresses differently, is picking fights, quick to be angry, behavior change, all right, he needs to take a step in. All right, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a walking in the rain. Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co, BidBit.co.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can always call in with questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254 when we're live. We're usually live in the mornings Pacific time, 9 to 11 or 9 to noon Pacific time. And then if you ever listen to the show when we're not, live, sorry, I'm stumbling on my words because you guys are having radio problems, not me stumbling on my words, then you can just call and leave a message. I'm very, very excited about tomorrow's show. Tomorrow we're going to be having Iwo Jima survivor Norman Baker on, who spent 36 days on the island fighting as we are commemorating Iwo Jima this week. And we're going to have Dan King, author, producer, TV consultant for historical consulting, as well as Kevin Goins, business broker, entertainer, and the grandson-in-law of retired Lieutenant General Snowden, surviving senior-ranking officer from Iwo Jima. So that's going to be good. Make sure you turn in tomorrow morning at 9:30 Pacific time, because a lot of you guys don't tune into the show at all. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Nope. Okay. See, not only do you guys not tune in, you guys don't even, like, call. Really? Okay, that's fine. You know, and by the way, if you have laryngitis, that's probably the one medical condition we cannot have you guys call on the show for. I hate to discriminate against any person with a medical condition, because if you have laryngitis, I can't hear you, and my listeners can't hear you. So with that one, you're going to have to just give us an email. All right, so, you know, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, back in the news. As we, you know, hear that Angelina Jolie has decided to remove her ovaries. Now, I was on KABC this morning with Doug McIntyre and Terry Realmer discussing ovarian cancer, and was that really necessary? You know, did Angelina Jolie have to get her ovaries taken out? Was this overly dramatic? Was this, you know, publicity? Was this smart? I think it's smart. I think it's very, very smart. And again, I'm grateful that she was open about it. But many of you have asked, what is actually the risk factor having these BRCA genes? So cancer.gov, I need to double check the website, really is an excellent source of cancer information. And so also cancer.net, another real, real great source. And so when you guys are looking into this BRCA gene testing, I don't think it's a bad idea to ask your doctor or medical provider to run the testing. I understand it could be thousands and thousands of dollars. And you're hearing in the news many companies saying, oh, you know, many outlets are saying, no, insurance pays for it. Under Obamacare, we should be able to get screening tests, but that doesn't necessarily mean your genetic testing is going to be free. So if something costs $5,000 and your insurance plan pays a portion of it, you need to find out what percentage they pay. But that still shouldn't stop you from asking what you can get done. So the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes, what are they? Well, they're human genes, and these produce tumor suppressor proteins. The proteins will repair damaged DNA. And then if you have genetic material in a cell that's a little unstable, the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene are supposed to help fix this. Where we're concerned is not if you have the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene. We have these genes. It's if you have the mutations of these genes, specific inherited mutations. Because if you have mutations and they don't suppress, you know, unstable proteins or unstable expression of genes, then you could be at risk for breast cancer, ovarian cancer for men, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, etc. They say together the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene mutations account for about 20 to 25% of hereditary breast cancers and 5 to 10% of all breast cancers. Now some of you are like, oh wow, that's a lot. It's a lot, but what's so significant about that number is if you're BRCA1 or BRCA gene 2 mutation negative, that doesn't mean you're in the clear. We're negative in my family, yet we have breast cancer in our family. So I really want to caution you, just because you turn out negative for these tests, it doesn't mean you never have to have a mammogram or a pelvic exam. All right? So how much does having a BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene mutation increase your risk? Well, breast cancer right now is about 12% of women in the general population. So 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer sometime in their lives. Okay? But having this mutation could up your risk 55 to 65% if you have the BRCA1 mutation, and 45% if you have the BRCA2 mutation. That'll up your risk before of developing breast cancer before 70 years old. And then ovarian cancer, right now the general population, we're at a 1.4% of women will get ovarian cancer in their lifetime. But if you have this BRCA1 mutation, it'll up your risk to 39%. 39% of women who inherit this can get the ovarian cancer. That's a high number. BRCA2, 11 to 17%. So Angelina Jolie had the BRCA1 mutation. So, you know, with this 39% chance, plus her mom had ovarian cancer, if she feels she's done giving birth and having kids, it's no wonder she wants to have her ovaries removed. So, you know, she's talking about how she's now in surgical menopause. It's true. When you get your ovaries removed, Doug McIntyre and Terry Realmer this morning on the KBC asked me, you know, what does that mean? What happens when you get your ovaries removed? Well, you are thrust now into menopause. And, you know, as much as we're worried about Angelina Jolie, we're also worried about Brad Pitt. You know, you put a woman into menopause fast. Woo, oh, nee. You know, if I were him, I would take the kids and just kind of hide out for a couple days. But seriously, the doctors are really good at starting to supplement with estrogen and hormones. And, you know, there's still nothing as perfect and natural as what your ovaries give out. But we do. We'll give hormones to you. If you don't have your uterus, we'll give you estrogen. If you still have your uterus, we'll give you progesterone also to guard against endometrial cancer. But a lot of times when people get a hysterectomy and get their ovaries taken out, they'll get the uterus taken out as well. Especially at if they're concerned about pelvic cancer. So, you know, it's not an easy decision to make. Not to mention, you know, you could have risks, of course, you know, with going through the surgery. So what puts you at risk for cancers, okay, especially like breast or ovarian, et cetera? Well, you know, remember we talked about, ethnicity? You know, Jewish women, okay, are you Ashkenazi Jewish? Ashkenazi Jewish are more the Northern European-type Jewish ancestry versus Sephardic Jewish, which is more the Mediterranean, African, Middle Eastern-type descent. If you're Ashkenazi, you have increased risk. All right, any first-degree relative, two second-degree relatives on the same side of the family increases your risk. If you are non-Ashkenazi, if you have two first-degree relatives with breast cancer or a combination of one or more first- or second-degree relatives with breast cancer. Now, many of you are like, I'm not going to sit here and count the family members. Once I have it in the family, I'm getting checked. And a lot of doctors will treat you as such. All right. By the way, if there's male breast cancer in the family, that puts you at risk also. Big time. So, you know, what I recommend is if there is somebody in the family with breast cancer, you go to your medical provider to do your overall evaluation and your lifetime risk. Now, again, in terms of being screened, mammograms, ultrasounds, many doctors, whether you have, you know, low risk, high risk, they're going to be still recommending your screens. Where it gets tricky is if you have to have a mastectomy or an oophorectomy to prevent getting the breast cancer or ovarian cancer respectively. And that's a bigger decision. Most doctors won't tell women to get their breasts removed. All right. One of my doctors suggested it when I was having an issue. He was like, why don't you get a mastectomy? And I'm like, you know, well, my tennis shoes will miss the breasts. I and he's like, well, you know, at least you don't have to worry about stepping on them. Luckily I was mutation negative, but still high risk. So, because of my family, first degree relative. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, I have to do a big shout-out to Governor Brian Sandoval, who signed our proclamation yesterday afternoon, making Nevada Blood Donation Day. Nevada Blood Donation Day! April 25th. I am so amazed. I have never been able to help make a law before. You know how I want to make like a Dr. Dahlia bill? you know, and then, you know, I kind of like, you know, if Bill was cute, then we could, you know, and I never really get that far making a bill, but for me to help make this proclamation and have the governor sign it with the help of Mark Sprinkle and Assemblyman Chris Edwards, this is like exciting. I never thought when I sat in fourth grade learning about how, you know, a bill becomes a law or how something happens legislatively that I could actually help make a proclamation, and that is way cool. And thank you, Governor Brian Sandoval, for realizing that blood donation is so important, so life-saving, and the awareness, especially a statewide campaign, could help save thousands upon thousands of lives, hundreds of thousands. We can actually save probably 400,000 lives, which is like way cool. And I got to help do that in all these other states that need blood. So contact me if your particular state wants me to help you set up a blood donation day. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Doc. This is Gene. You make my day. I think you are the greatest. I just wish I could see you in person. I would love to be your friend. When I go to bed at night, I tell you, I look forward to listening to you. So you keep up what you're doing. I think you're fantastic.
See, you, that is so nice. You know how many of you guys call and you guys rip me to pieces and you think I stink? Thank you, Gene. Absolutely. No, we would definitely be friends because you obviously have great, great taste in radio. Very, very great taste. Thank you. Oh, that was so nice. It makes me feel so good. All right. Well, some of you guys are celebrating a birthday today. All right. And then some of us are realizing it's a birthday, but we're not celebrating it. Apparently, Obamacare turns 5 years old. I know. Yay. Happy birthday, Obamacare. Actually, I don't know if it's today. This may actually be a couple days old. Was it March 22nd? I forget the actual day it was signed into law. But apparently this week, I guess, is the five-year birthday. President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act into law 5 years ago. Now, this is interesting. The National Journal looks at five projections and predictions about Obamacare. And many of us thought that, you know, if Obamacare passed, we would die. No, thank God. Okay, that didn't happen. Okay, many of us are still alive and well. Thank God. But, you know, many of us thought that 5 years ago, the law would be so poorly written that it would be dead by now. And so we thought that the Republican House would defund it. We thought the Supreme Court would, again, realize that this was not anything constitutional, which they agreed it wasn't constitutional, but they said if you make it a tax, it is. So they fixed it, proofread it, and allowed, you know, the government to still let it go. Mitt Romney, if he was going to be elected, he was going to hopefully repeal it. And that just didn't happen. It's still here. And the longer it's still here, the more it's entrenched in our healthcare system, which is something that, you know, we talked about. If the new president, whether they're Republican or Democrat, decides to just turn around and repeal, not that a Democratic president would most likely do that, but still, if it got repealed and just completely switched off tomorrow, we would not feel the benefit that we think we would, because insurance companies had already tripled or quadrupled their prices. And to see them go back from charging my particular family $850 a month for insurance and seeing them go back down to a $300 a month plan, I don't see that ever happening. And so to me, even though people are touting the Republicans were wrong about saying that the bill was going to be dead by now, where I admit to being wrong is I didn't think the bill was going to die. I just didn't think there would be irreversible damage. And so I knew it would be bad, but I thought if it was bad, it would be reversible. And unfortunately, no, it wasn't. All right. There was the myth that Obamacare would be popular. That once people got Obamacare, I've been watching House of Cards, and it's that the Work Act he has, the America Works. You know, he pushed through, and apparently he pushed through America Works, And it apparently it worked and people got jobs and they liked it. So now he could hopefully run for president or again or whatever. I don't want to tell you guys the whole thing because a lot of you guys are screaming, no, Dolly, I haven't seen the whole House of Cards. Okay, so anyway, all right, very, very similar to what happened with Obama. The difference is Obamacare didn't work. And so the prediction that this bill would become popular and more popular and more popular as people got insurance, and the more people that got insurance, the more that it would, support and buttress the law. No, no, it became less and less popular. And even people that are on Medicaid don't seem to be happy with that. They would rather be able to get, you know, insurance and not have the long lines and be able to have more choices. So, yeah, it helps some. But it didn't help others. There was a myth that, or a prediction that it would be the end of Medicare. I don't know if I thought this would be the end of Medicare. All right. I know there was an issue with its solvency. We know that. We know there was an issue with the stability. We knew there would be an issue with money, etc. I foresee Medicare will still exist, but it will probably be such a skeleton plan later, as well as any socialized medicine plan, single payer that later comes out of this, that it's unfortunately not going to be the Medicare that it once was. What about the end of private insurance? Okay, there was supposed to be a prediction that this would be an end of private insurance. And there was a prediction by Senator Tom Coburn that no insurance industry would be left in 3 years. Personally, I didn't think private insurance would be gone that quickly, but I still predict it would. I still predict we're moving to a socialized system because so many people can't purchase the private insurance. And if private insurance wants to compete, they're going to have to figure out how to deal with the pre-existing coverage, but also give us shorter, smaller premiums. And then if you like your plan, you could keep it. That definitely was a myth that completely got busted. All right. So many of us lost our insurance plan. I have a new insurance plan I never thought I'd have. It's been very, very frustrating for many of us where we had a plan, we had a doctor, we had a group of doctors, we had a place we could go, and now we don't. And so as we celebrate or, I don't know, loathe the birthday week of Obamacare, I think another thing we all learned is when a damaging bill goes through, all right, and it went through very quickly, what, it was written in a weekend or a week or two, whatever they're touting, how quickly it was written, this could take decades to fix. And I think a lot of us Americans are realizing that. And we're also realizing that we have a country that unfortunately is unsustainable in terms of what we need to spend in terms of all the freebies that we have promised. And once you promise something, you can't take it away. You can't take it back because that legislator loses a vote and could lose a lot of votes. And since votes drive, right, who gets in office and who makes the laws, it's very political. So we're at the five-year mark. Are you better than you were, you know, where you were insurance-wise 5 years ago? Not me. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia? It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.